Yes, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. I'm Johnny Carey.
And I'm Michael Hamilton.
Yes, and we are back for a weekly upload on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
I just want to get something off my chest, you lot.
I know what it is.
Because yesterday, I'm a fucking dickhead, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed how stupid I was being. Basically, I crashed my car.
Yeah, and you crashed it badly.
Bad. I need a whole new fucking door. Yeah. My whole left side door is fucked. Like, it looks like I've been hit by a lorry. Thankfully, none of us were hurt.
None of us were hurt. My knee, I did hit my knee though.
You ain't getting a claim up, brother. There's no chance. I
should have seized up in the car. Oh,
but, whiplash claim.
My knee.
You all right? Nice. Loving yourself up. You would never get that out of me.
But to be fair, it was actually on my side where you crashed.
But basically what happened. Me, him, and Matt Kadar was in my car. I was going up. Basically, there's this car park next to his yard because he's a shit little flat than a fucking car park.
Excuse me.
So he's going up the car park. And you see like them bollards, the big concrete bollards, yeah? There was one on the left, like the size of this table.
About that, yeah.
I couldn't see it. And I'm driving like this, yeah? I'm going round the fucking circle.
To go up like that, basically.
Yeah. I've just about to turn. Boom. Like, no joke. It's like fucking just hit a gorilla.
Yeah. All your paint on the side of it.
Is fucked.
Car felt like it lifted up.
Yeah, it did.
We've got out the car.
Maybe we can put a picture up here on my car right now.
Yeah, if there's a picture.
It looks fucked. And I feel like such a waste, man, for doing it. Because I've never had a crash in my life. And it was just 0.5 seconds of not concentrating.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about now. Why did my sensors not go off? I'm fucking going to sue Mercedes, mate.
100%.
Yeah, it's fucking jarring. I was more embarrassed than anything because I feel like I'm a good driver.
No, you're a good driver.
I've got a claim on my fucking insurance. Lose my 8 years, no claims bonus. Yep. Yeah, 8 years. Good job.
Banging, to be fair.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Excess going to go up a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, if anyone wants to donate to Johnny
donate
Carey.
To me. It's called the Johnny Carey Fund, aka my wallet.
Yep.
Fix my motor.
Well, how much do you reckon is going to actually set you back?
Put it like 3 racks. Yes, but you gotta charge it. You gotta charge it.
One second mistake.
I can't stand people. Like, I know we're talking about now on a pod because we're entertaining, etc., etc. But like, I can't stand people. It's a pet peeve of mine. Yeah,
go on.
People that like, see, now I've just done that. That is completely my fault.
Yeah,
it's no one else's fault. It's my fault. Yeah. What did I do straight after?
You was just like, whatever. It's done now.
Done now.
Crack on.
Charge it. I'm not going to sit and moan about it and bring him a max down.
Yeah,
moan
we was all in it obviously shifted the mood a bit. But Johnny was like, straight away, Johnny was like, oh, just leave it. Like, it's done. We went Nando's, we ate food. We just, and to be fair, we made a good situation out of it because we came back to mine. It was good.
Made a song about it. I just started taking a piss at myself on Snap because if I was to sit there, I just hate people that cat sympathy. And it's to the point of like, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, I'm not going to name names, but I know people that like love a bit of sympathy and that's just how some people are. But like, it makes me so scared of people thinking I'm trying to make you feel sorry for me that like, I will just want to say nothing.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I'm a grown man. Not to say about like, oh, men can't speak about, but not
of
like
course.
That. But like, bruv, if I've done something, it's my fucking fault. I've broke my car. I'm not going to stand there all day going, oh my God, my car. Oh, why did I do that? Oh my God, oh bro, I can't.
Like, it's done now, innit? Can't change it.
I can't change it. I can't go back. Fucking deal
Actually,
with
to
it.
To be fair, I'll give you that. You are very good at just switching off and just being like, forget it. It's a bit of metal, you'll get it. It can be fixed. It's not something that's permanent.
Once something's happened, like you can't go back in the past. There's no point dwelling on it. And like, you just got to face it, cool. Deal with the situation.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? But speaking of pet peeves, we actually do have a few pet peeves that we've asked everyone.
Yes, we have.
To name out for us. And to be fair, we haven't looked at any yet.
No,
so,
we ain't.
Do you know what? Some of them are going to be a bit shocking.
I know some of these are going to be fucking stupid.
No, 100%. I'm just getting to them now.
If you want to leave us a pet peeve or anything that we ask for on a story, go follow the podcast on Instagram. The out will be right there. Or it's in the description as well.
Right, so I've got some now. Hold on. Bear with. let me just get them all up. All right, let me go through the silly ones first. Girls screaming, but to be fair.
Girls screaming.
But to be fair, That's a pet peeve of mine.
Really?
Girls screaming is a pet peeve.
I think girls screaming over something that don't need to be screamed over.
That's pretty much what the pet peeve is though.
But not like you're about to get murdered.
Actually, I'm lying. Let me just keep it real. I'm not going to spend long on this, but just loud girls. Shut up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think...
Nah, bro.
It depends how loud, innit? I like confidence on a girl.
All right. In between their conversation, nothing excited is going on and you just say, ah! And just movement as well, along with it.
That's just you.
Just movement.
That's just you.
Oh, Johnny, you've seen it before, bro. Don't draw me out.
It's not a pet peeve. I'm not drawing you out. I'm just saying it's not a pet peeve of mine.
You've seen it before.
I think it's a pet peeve, yeah? If like, there's something that doesn't need to be screamed over and going,
like a spider.
No, because that as well, but like more like something even more ridiculous. Speaking of spiders, bro, imagine this. I used to have a terrible, terrible, terrible fear of fucking, I had arachnophobia when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like most people do hate spiders. Yeah. Now I don't really care. I can hold it, pick it up, take it out, whatever. But I was laying in my bed last night, just hit the fucking wank pit, yeah? Just got in my pitter. Laying in bed, sleeping, all I feel is that on my arm.
Never on your
arm. I literally went out, boom, smacked off arm, jumped out of bed so quick, yeah? Sorry, I'm moving the set. Jumped out of bed so quick, turned the light on, I went, oh! Because, you know, just even though I'm calm with spiders now, I still ain't that calm with them being right on my fucking arm. Yeah, like, yeah, so jumped out of bed, turned the light on, and I was like, oh, this is so long, I can't see the spider. Like, I'm not going back to sleep if that spider's in my bed. So I've took the whole fucking quilt off, shook it, not there. Took the fucking, I got six pillows, three. Took all the pillows off, shook them. Got to the last pillow. I've seen a spider drop from the pillow, crawl down the back of the bed.
Oh, so you know.
I tried to find it. Lost cause. I was like, when I was laying there with the lights off, I just kept telling myself, even though my brain was going into like thinking about it, crawling on my face and like, ugh. I was just telling myself, pattern up, you're 25 years of age.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's a fucking spider.
But do you know what? Do you know there's actually a fact? I'm going to actually Google it now. You swallow a certain amount of spiders for your life.
No, that's cap.
It's not cap.
I don't sleep like... So you don't know. How are they going to get in?
You don't know. It could be that 1 second where your mouth's closed and they're crawling there and it irritates your mouth and you go... And you chew that shit up yourself.
Nah, that's the old wives' tale that people say just to stop people yawning, I think.
How many spiders do you swallow in a lifetime, yeah?
What? Your face ain't a good reaction.
No. Apparently it's a myth.
I told you.
Oh, no.
I told you, bruv.
But...
Fucking myth, bruv. See?
There's no proof that spiders crawl into people's mouths while they're sleeping.
You don't wake up and go, burp, and the spiders have come out, does it?
It's actually sad. I'm actually quite sad about
that. You're sad about that? Surely that's
I went through my whole life thinking that I swallowed a load of spiders.
No, brother.
All right, forget it then.
No. Cool. It doesn't happen. I think that was old wives' tale to stop people yawning.
Yeah, to stop people yawning or something like that, yeah.
New one in? Snoring, sorry.
Snoring, yeah. But I can't help that. I snore.
Well, what should you get on the list?
All right, cool. Oh, for God's sake, there's just too many stupid ones. When you have a bash with the door open and you hear someone coming up the stairs.
this one. That's when you do
have
the
you
little-
Have you gone through that before?
That's you do the little whoop.
Whoop. Leg over that.
Yeah, the little shoop. Hi.
Hey, get up and start looking at something else.
I've never been caught wanking, but it's definitely been the ones when you hear them coming up the stairs and you freeze, your face is boom, 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 yeah. Red hot like that. Like listening like fucking supersonic sound. You hear every creak.
You hear the creak coming. They're coming up.
Just know if your mum and dad come in, your face, well, you're black, you're all right, but my face will be bright red.
100%.
Just seeing all flustered and that.
Okay, this is a good one.
Go on.
I feel like this is a good one. When your partner is clearly upset, but they say, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
I feel like we've both been through that now.
I feel like with me, yeah, two strikes and you're out.
So you'll go, are you all right?
And they say, right. And then if they say, I'm fine, and then they leave it for a bit, if I still can't.
Are you sure you're
right? Baby, you sure you're all right? Yeah. I'm fine. Cool. I'm not going to. We are not children.
But then does it come to that point where you leave it and then. 30 minutes later, you get the, do you know what? And then she starts.
Yeah, but then I'd start myself.
Because you are.
Because why haven't you brought up? We're both adults. Like, yeah, that's just some childish shit. Grow the fuck up.
To be fair, I've got to, you, how it starts for me personally from experience is just like, I get, especially if like you're in the same place or same house or same,
yeah,
you get the loud bangs or the little huffs. One of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. No communication, no talking.
Just trying to just insinuate.
Insinuate that. Something. Closing a drawer hard or closing a door.
Yeah.
Throwing something down in the sink. And you're like, right then.
Ask them if they're
that's
right.
When you ask.
Yeah, that's when you ask.
Babe, you good? You all right? Is that wrong?
No, I'm fine.
No, I'm good. Nah, good. Right.
Okay. I'll ask you again. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll ask you again.
15
in a
minutes,
bit.
20 minutes. You let it carries on.
Yeah.
One more time. And then, but to be fair, by this point, I'm irate.
Yeah, yeah, like, because you're not telling
I'm
me.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off now. What? Are you going to draw me out now? So now I'm now irate and I'm going to now get onto you. You're going to get onto me and that's how we argue.
You either tell me what's the matter or you either swallow it and you
swallow
don't bring
that.
It up.
Swallow it.
Or you fucking tell me right now.
Take it to the grave.
Because I'm trying to help you with what your situation.
Literally, I'm trying to sort it out.
Like, it's about being mature. I think that's just better immature, that whole stuff of like.
Yeah, because the only way to actually fix it, to get to the bottom of it is just through conversation.
Yeah, exactly. I can't like communicate. Lack of communication is one of the main things that kills relationships.
Facts.
People will be doing stuff that your partner don't like or whatever, and you just won't bring it up. You just.
It could be something minuscule, but just let it out. And to be fair, do you know the earlier you let it out, I feel like it's better.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets on your nerves, and you can kind of even let it off in a light, jokey way if it's like mad early, you caught it, I don't know, something stupid, leaving the toilet seat open. Like, babe, how could you do that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Close that next time, man. Seriously. It winds me up a little
bit. Wind them up about it,
And then next thing you know, it gets patterned, it gets fixed.
Exactly.
You're like, sweet. But in time, it's just a buildup of little things.
Yeah.
Little things that, minor discrepancies that you could have fixed.
It's the same with everything. Like, not even with just in a relationship. Like
friendships, even.
Friendships, 100%. Like, I know personally, like, I have like, I don't know if I'm the only person that does this, but like I have different groups of friends for different things.
Facts. I know you do, 100%.
I know. Yeah, I've got obviously like, I've probably got like my schoolmates. Then I've got my boys that I've like grown up with and I've known for years. Then I've got like you lot, which are like, you're still obviously my
best friends, but
like, you're in the limelight. In the limelight.
Like you're into quote unquote online friends or whatever. Yeah.
Well, nah.
But
you're in the same job as me.
Yeah.
Like you're in the limelight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go out and me and you are going to get recognized because we are blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, same with Nico Chunks, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I have famous friends, school friends, my boys from back home. And then, I like having different groups of mates because I won't lie, maybe it's just a me problem, but like, even you, brother, everyone after a while starts to fucking piss me off.
If you spend too long with them,
yeah.
It's like, I'll beg you cut.
I've said it to my partners many times before.
Same.
Like, you're after too long, brother, I beg you leave.
Yeah. Like, you want to kind of crack
personal.
On. And it's not a personal,
not personal
thing. It's just like, I've been with you for how long now?
Yeah.
Broski.
Yeah, I could be.
I got to crack on. I got stuff to do.
Got to.
Especially when you got stuff to do as well.
And then it's the little things, that's when the little things start to annoy you.
Yeah.
And when you don't bring it up, it builds up. And then you start actually thinking, he's fucking annoying me.
But it's not really. It's just not. Once you just need a bit of space. Yeah. And then after a few days, you kind of want to see him again or whatever. Or by the end of the week or whatever.
It's cool.
It's cool to bounce around. I've got different groups of friends. You know I do. I've got my brethren from school, same thing.
Yeah.
Got my like brethren that I met abroad and stuff like that, whatever not. You know them all. To be fair, you know them all. Some of them integrate. Like, I integrate with some of your friendship groups. Like, you know, I know some of your brethren.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And you know some of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I have different ones for different things.
Yeah, I feel like it's I'm not saying this in, this could come across to some people like it's, look at me, big anyway. But I feel like we have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends. I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I just think it's healthy to be like that because even though, like for example, I went Ibiza this year, 43 men.
Come. 43 up?
43 men.
How the hell?
We was locking it, any place we went in, locking it down, bruv.
43
whole area,
men.
Like, whole area, boom. There's not, like, I'll be in the middle of like all my pals, look around, I can't see one person I don't know.
Yeah.
Like 43 men, we all made a group chat. And I could say happily, every single one of them boys that went on that trip, obviously not everyone I'm like that with,
but you know,
every single person,
friends.
I could be, say everyone left and I got lost and left with any single one of them boys
like,
and have a sick night.
Yeah, you're calm.
Because they're all my pals.
Yeah.
And I think that's fucked that some people have like, oh, I have two best mates. But I have loads.
43, man.
43, man.
Hey, that's a holiday though.
Well, what?
That's
four
a holiday,
VIP
though.
Tables, yeah, ocean, yeah, shutting it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fucking.
43, man.
All of West
crazy.
London in fucking that Ocean is Beach. Crazy. Causing havoc.
43, man is good still. I can't lie.
Yeah, oh, it was good.
We must have made some good memories still. Yeah, where did you stay? Did you all stay in the same place?
Nah, so 10 of us had a villa.
Yeah.
And then a couple of them stayed in Marco Polo, a couple stayed in another hotel. Because obviously everyone's not on the same bread and that, and obviously people don't want
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're all going
yeah,
to
yeah.
the same events, but like obviously some people don't understand the same place.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is completely fine. We all
yeah,
crack 100%. On.
You all just link up anyway, so.
Yeah. But it was sick, man. It's just, I find it weird, like how, I think it's unhealthy for the brain. Obviously, some people can't help it because some people are introverts and some people don't like going out and making friends or whatever, and that's completely fine. But like, imagine, say me and say Ashley was your only friends. Only friends.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna get a bit sick of us.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. And you lot will probably get sick of me.
Yeah.
Because I'll just be bouncing from one to the other throughout my whole life.
Yeah.
Like just it's either you or Ash, whatever. Not. Ashley is my best friend from school, by the way. Yeah. Shout out, Ash.
Like you see the other day, yeah, when so I was spending bare time with my mates who I grew up with, obviously they live in my area and they're really close to me. But still, I love all of them, yeah, to bits. But like still there's points where I was spending too much time with them, doing the same shit, doing nothing, because you haven't been going out, yeah, and just chilling. And I think, oh, but this is getting like these lot are half getting on my nerves now.
Yeah.
Still love them, but they're getting on my nerves. And then I come to yours when Mason was there.
Yeah.
And I remember I come with Joe, and when I was driving home, I thought, oh my days, that was so refreshing.
Just to have around new
friends.
Yeah,
not new friends, like
another set of friends.
Yeah, oh, it actually refreshed my whole entire bomb. Like I was like, oh, I'm back.
It's nice. It's a nice feeling, bro. I know exactly how you feel. Trust me. It's good to get away, just to get a different pace of life. Doing the same thing every day, bro. It's not the people. It can get confusing, but it ain't the people. It's just how you like to operate.
And I like being around different walks of life of people. Like if you're always around the same people, it's just dull.
It's dull. It's rubbish.
I think anyway.
Yeah.
What's another little pet peeve on the go there, mate?
Right. Let me give you a good one. No, can't say that.
Oh my God. Actually, should I tell you what a pet peeve of mine is? Fucking up on the way here. Look, it's getting me irate thinking about it. I think it's fucking cunt.
What?
Maybe it's just a manners thing for me because it's been drilled into me from young.
I know it is.
Like, bruv, like, who the fuck do you think you are, yeah? Bruv, it's happened to me multiple times. I'll actually bib and tell you about yourself. If I'm driving, yeah, and I will fucking let you either go,
yeah,
so you can come through, or even worse, if I have slowed down to let you cross the road, yes, yeah, and you don't even acknowledge me.
Just that.
All you have to do is this.
Yeah.
Just say thank you.
Say thanks.
That, oh my God. The amount of times someone's crossed the road, yeah, don't care who you are, woman, man, old lady, old man, it doesn't matter. If you cross the road or I've let you go or something like that and you can't even do
just
this, you don't have to say thank you.
Just give me that.
All you have to do, I don't care how bad your day is, you have to do that. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've let you go. I've had it before where I've undone the window and said,
thank you. Yeah.
Cheers, love. Yeah, is that right? Let you cross the road. Fucking stupid bitch.
I know that annoys you still. That's a big thing for you. I've been in the car with you and you got mad at that.
Oh my God. Even at a geezer earlier when he thing, I drove straight up and said, yeah, I got road rage. I was like, I'm going to tell him about himself. Boom, put my window. Oh, yeah,
you didn't get to, car.
No.
The road didn't align for you, but
no,
yeah.
I'm just going to cut him up myself.
Johnny cut him back up after still.
I can't stand it. Like, just it's polite. I don't think there's ever been a time when someone's let me go and I haven't flashed my lights.
Yeah, just gone something. And to be fair, road manners are quick. Like, it's not like with road manners, you can just go like that, flash a light, something that simple.
I got one even worse. When you hold the door open for someone, you wait for them to come and they just walk through. Am I a fucking servant? Listen. This is a hotel. Do I work here? Like, I'm not a butler. It's one word. Thank you.
It's a common thing for me. You know, where I live.
I feel like dragging you back and going, what? Yeah, fucking open the door yourself.
You know the doors. You know where I live, the two doors. Bro, that's an everyday thing for me. But to be fair, I think now, someone's moved out now. So I think now I'm the only black person in my building, you know?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm the only black person in my building.
Surely not.
I am.
Is it?
I am, yeah. I'm the only black person in my building. Like, I know one other guy that used to live there. He moved out.
Yeah.
And it's just been me since then. No one else new has moved in. Chinese students, yeah. Like, but like, daddy's just sent
six months
up front and then the they other six.
Bread.
Yeah, oh, bro.
They got bread, they got drip as
they
well.
They got drip as well. Yeah. Everything's designer. Yeah. So it's just that, it's them, or just, it's mostly them.
Is it?
It's mostly them. And bro, or white people, to be fair, it's mixed. It's mixed between both. Mm. And they really don't like me. Like, people have seen it, it's mad. Bro, how about this? I'll even give you an example, yeah? Last week, probably about 2 weeks ago, I went into my building, bro. One of the doors are broken in my building, the front one.
Yeah,
it stays open, yeah. Engineer hasn't come to fix it yet. I've come in and I'm in the little lobby bit before you get to the lifts. Mm. So you got to open another door to go in there. A woman that I know, because she's in our group chat, like our building chat.
Yeah.
She's in the lobby. Probably never interacted with me before, nothing. I've obviously come through the front door and there's a whole problem with tailgating in my building, yeah? She's just gone, excuse me. I've looked at her and looked away because I'm thinking, you can't be talking to me. I just went like that. Looked at her and looked away. She said, excuse me. I'm right up at the second door by this point. She's gone, are you lost? I said, no. She said, all right, well, who have you come to see? Whatever not. What? I thought, you know what? This is my Karen moment. Like, this is it.
Yeah, it is.
Get the phone out. No, I thought that, man. I said, get the phone out. I said, this is my Karen moment.
What did you say?
I just thought, you know what? I just took a big deep breath in. I took my key out, put it on the second door and opened it and just walked away. Because I just thought to myself, if I take my key out and open it, you just know.
Oh, I would have buzzed off.
Because I thought I could have got a lovely little clip from you.
You was calm then. I was not even recording it. I would have just buzzed off her.
I wanted to record it because I thought, I'm going to have my first ever Karen moment.
I would have gone up to her, got my key in the pocket. He said, What's that, love? I work here. I live here.
I nearly thought, do you know what? This is my moment. I thought, nah. Took the key out, put it on the thing and just looked at her as I went in. And she see me once more. She come out the lift the other day walking her dog. She see me the other day and she just looked down at the floor. I was like, you'll never speak to me again.
Was she white? Chinese?
White. So you'll never speak
How
to me again.
How old is she?
In my 50s.
Huh. Yeah, it's definitely because she was black, I reckon.
No, 100%. Like, I get looks all the time.
Yeah.
Looks all the time.
To be fair, maybe not even like, I think maybe it's not even about race too tough sometimes. It's more like, it's the same thing. We're like our kind of age group and where we're from, we dress kind of
there's that as well. Yeah,
hood.
Yeah.
If I come into our building like this, which is what I would dress,
you'd
like,
dress that, yeah.
Someone could call
someone
me
could
up and
call
say,
you out, draw you out
because I look like a little 100%, fucking
100%.
It's like I'm going
to
cause
trouble. It's facts. I think it's a bit, but it's the way that we in general look our age group and stuff like that. And like,
yeah,
compared to what they're like. What they're used to and whatever not. Plus, that woman's just a bit of a tart anyway. She's annoying. Yeah. So, if she sees this, whatever.
As if she's going to see it.
Don't like her.
As if she's going to fucking see it.
Don't like her. You can get
she don't even fucking... She don't even like have... She don't even know your name.
She have a clue.
She thinks she fucking live next door, mate.
Yeah, literally.
Where are you from then? Huh? You're... Get the keys out, show it to her face, innit? Yeah, cool. Who'd you nickname off?
Who'd you chill out of, yeah? Start calling
the police, innit?
That is.
Help!
Arms crossed.
Help! They're assaulting me!
Like to a point of theft. It's a theft, whatever not.
Oh my.
All right, sorry guys. Yeah, I had to take a quick phone call. Very important. Very important stuff.
Babe station.
Yeah, calling you up.
Mm-hmm. Babe. Oh my days, babe station. I don't get people that fucking call them up. You know my cousin? Yeah. You know the one that's like,
that's like my that. Favorite.
My older cousin is the nosiest geezer I've met in my entire life. He's a pervert. Not an illegal
Not an
pervert,
actual one.
Yeah. An actual pervert. Yeah, but yeah. Like, mate, that geezer's sex drive is fucking through the roof. Jesus Christ. I walked into his house months ago. Yeah, he's sitting on the sofa, jeans on, no boxers. No boxers with his jeans. Like, what the fuck? Like, how's that comfortable, yeah? I was like, what are you saying, right? He's like, yeah. He's watching Babe Station.
Set the scene. Is it daylight?
It's daylight. So now I'm thinking it. How was it even on?
No. Because they have the daytime ones where they don't get nude and that. So they've got the...
Must have been that. Or it was some sort of adult cool thing, yeah? So on the telly, I've gone down I've sat on the dining table because I'm waiting for his younger brother, my other cousin. Yeah. And the newspaper is open on the brasses or whatever it is, like the people you call up, and he circled them in red.
He's sitting there with a pen, circling the numbers out here. Get that one on there.
Because he's older, innit? He's in his fucking 30s, but my other cousin, his younger brother, the one I'm proper like tight with, but he says he knows him by name. He's like, yes, Michelle. Oh, yeah, that's Kia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he just calls up and has a chat with him.
Do you know what? That is mental. I know a woman that works on Babe Station, yeah? I know a woman that works on Babe Station. One time I've been on FaceTime to her while she's done it. So during COVID, they did it from home for a bit, you know?
Yeah.
They did it from home. They set them up with webcams and stuff, whatever not. I've been on FaceTime to one of them whilst she's taking the calls and that. And I'm listening in and stuff. And there's this, she has like regular clients that call up for a chat, bro.
How about this? There was this, me and Joe, my brother, and my nephew, Casey, we put it on one time. I just wanted to fucking, it was just funny. It was three of us there, innit? It was funny, innit? We was like, should we call them up? Like, yeah, fuck it. Let's call them up, innit? They just start like,
yes.
We weren't even really on a horny one.
Nah, it was just like, banner.
Like, it's that kind of like funny, innit?
Yeah.
Called them up, yeah. It was like, you are like fifth in the queue. If
you're listening in it.
Yeah, you can listen in.
Yeah.
I never knew you could do
this.
Yeah,
you can listen to
whoever's on the call. Yeah, yeah. That is tap. You can do that. Bruv, no joke. I've got the video on my phone. I could try and find it, but we have to pause for a bit.
Yeah.
But fucking, bruv, I've connected to the call. I'm not even exaggerating. This geezer, yeah, I'm watching the bird on the screen. Like, you can see her lip syncing what she's saying, yeah? She's got her raspberries out, and fucking the geezer going, yeah, touchy. Touch it. Oh, yeah, touch it. Oh, do it again. Oh, you're a naughty girl, aren't you? I was creasing, bro.
I would have been dying.
Singing, how are you letting us?
Just listen in.
Listen in.
There's no privacy on that thing. I think there must be like an extra paid service we can get your one-on-one, yeah? But you can listen in to the person.
The geezer was having a jostle and I'm listening to the geezer have a jostle, bruv.
I said, touch it.
Touch it. Do it again. Touch it. And she was touching her boob and then she's going, let go. And she's letting her go. She's
like, oh. No way. You're going, let go.
Mum's off.
Let go.
Swear down. He was enjoying himself. And she was probably over there and like, oh, baby.
Oh,
mate. God. Yeah, I was creasing. I was only on a call for like 8 minutes, got charged like 70 quid. I had a laugh though, you know what I mean?
Big
never got to speak to her.
Yeah, nah.
My man was just strumming one out.
Didn't get through. He was edging.
He was choking his cock like I owed him money. You know what I mean? Suffocating it proper.
oh, that is joke.
I've never really been into all that stuff, yeah?
Nah.
Like, I know we spoke about it with Grace and that, like how like some men like brasses, some men like calling up babes, Asian, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
I just think like, do you not think, yeah, obviously I'm not hating any men that do it. Like, you do what you want, innit? Like, I ain't judging you.
Mm.
But like, do you not feel like, because you know in the back of your head that they're only chatting to you because you're paying them.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bruv, they do not care.
Don't care about you.
Yeah, that's the same way I feel about a therapist. Like, I've been therapy a couple of times and it's just, I feel like, you don't actually care about me. You're fucking taking my bread. That's what it is. If I missed the payment, yeah.
You ain't calling me. Johnny, are you all right?
You ain't listening to me.
If they don't see the money landing.
Exactly. Hey, Rick's is their job. Cool. But like, I just don't. When it's like a thing where like money is involved for your attention, it's like, I don't know. I just don't really get the buzz off that.
I hear it. I feel like, but then this is a thing there. Say for example, touched on the therapy thing. Yeah. They're professionals, right? Would that help? Does it help you more than just chatting to a mate?
Personally, no.
Yeah.
Personally, no. I must have had about 12 therapy sessions. And it, for me personally, my mental health's fucked in it, I'll be so real. Both of us.
Yeah.
For me personally, all it did when I was having therapy was bring to light the things that was wrong with me.
Yeah.
And I would just dwell on it even more, like, oh my days, like, I'm actually tapped. There's so many things wrong with me. And like, I'm having to go over these things and shit like that. Like, I have a mental health log on my phone and I think that's healthy. Since 2020, because I had like a proper meltdown, I had a bad panic attack,
meltdown.
Like, I thought my life was coming to an end. Like, panic attacks are real shit.
It's real.
And since 2020, I've jotted in my notes every month, I still do it to now, how I'm feeling, what's going on in my life, whether it's good or bad. And if you read my notes, oh my God, you'd think I'm tapped.
Yeah.
Like, you'd actually think I'm sane. I get moments when I think I'm insane.
But to be fair, you're just self-aware, fam.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I think people that are self-aware, it kind of eats you alive more.
But I feel like if you're not, it's worse. I feel like it's way worse to not be self-aware, to know that you're something's going on. Yeah, and you're just,
nah, yeah, true.
Because you just go with it. But if you're self-aware, you know that I've got to do something about this.
Yeah.
Hence why you do therapy. Hence why you do other things. If you're not self-aware, bro, I think that's more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you're just going, you're spiraling and you will not stop
spiraling. You don't even know.
You won't even know because, or even if you do know, yeah, or you think something's wrong with you and you block it out, you're just continuing to spiral. Self-aware means like, oh my God.
Learning about
it. I'm sinking. I need to grasp what the hell's going on here.
Some people just accept their fate.
Yeah, and I can't do that. I feel like we've had conversations about that and we'd be like, we're self-aware.
Yeah.
If I know I'm doing something that's completely tapped, trust me, I know.
We're the most depressing geezers.
Yeah, we
laugh about it.
We've linked up or called each other and just sat there 40 minutes on the phone, whatever. I was like, or sometimes we'd be like, oh, what are you doing? I need to get out of the house, whatever. Right. And we'd sit there for an hour just talking about the bad stuff. But we don't just sit
there. It helps though, I think. It actually does.
We don't sit there, talk about what's bad and then go, yeah, man.
Like, that's it, just gotta accept it. We talk about it and we're like, it needs to change. Like,
what can we do, whatever. And then I'd say even sometimes on the same day, we'd be like, let's do something productive. And we'll try and do something right. Even if it's like making a song or thinking of like a video for your channel or doing this and doing that.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, cool. And it will switch your brain on.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, we'll try and at least out of the 99% of negative, get like a one positive out of it.
Yeah.
And we'll just work off that little bit of happiness and productiveness that we got and just try to go up from there.
That's actually a proper positive part of our friendship that we have.
100%.
Man, at times you've texted me, I've rang you and said, yo, bro, I can't, I need to get out of my house. I need to be productive. Let me come yours.
Yeah, and I'm like, come.
New environment for me.
Yeah.
And it's just someone that, you're my friend, so I know you care about me, what I'm saying and stuff.
And then,
you
know what I mean? And then especially, it helps me, because even sometimes when you call me and say that, I'm glad, not glad obviously that you're feeling
that,
but I'm like, I'm at home, I live by myself. I'm sitting in between
the same boat,
and I'm sinking as well. And I'm like, Johnny's coming. I'm like, and then I think we're going to do something that's going to be good.
Take the mind away.
Yeah, bruv, trust me.
It's about always bettering yourself, I think.
100%.
You can't let yourself slip. Like, I could never let myself slip. And I've felt myself slipping bad.
Yeah.
Like, I've generally had mental breakdowns where I'm literally like, I'm crying my eyes out because I'm like, I think I'm going insane.
Yeah.
I've had it where I feel like, depersonalization where I don't feel like this is, it sounds tap, but any of this is real.
Yeah.
This isn't real.
I know what you mean.
And I generally start thinking in my head, oh shit, like if I die, would I wake up?
Yeah.
That's generally believing these thoughts in my head is fucked.
That's a spiral right there. You space out pretty much. You're just like,
you do.
None of this means nothing.
You live in third person, man.
Yeah, you do.
You're here, but you're not here.
Yeah.
You're not present.
Facts.
And I think a lot of people go through that, especially men.
Men. I was going to say men definitely go through that.
100% because it's like a stigma. It's getting better now, but like it's like, oh, you shouldn't talk about it.
Well, that's because we're just, obviously it's getting better now because we don't have to be hard boys no more and stuff. And trust me, it's been that way since the beginning of time. Men are just as fragile. Like, but 100%. we just show a harder front. But it's coming to light now, but nowhere near enough. Men's mental health is mad, especially in this day and age.
You know the biggest killer of men is suicide?
Yeah.
You know that?
I know.
Biggest killer of men is suicide. That's fucked.
I know.
That's terrible.
And we've got, and this is the thing. That's
terrible.
The way life is set up now, we've got so much to live up to. And if we fall short in our brains, if we fall short this much, oh my God.
I know.
The way you go like this.
I know. It's like
it's mad.
Being a man. Yeah, actually, I actually really fucking believe this as well. Being a man, like, is looked upon as you are top of the food chain.
Right at the top.
But I don't think anymore we actually are. Not that I think, oh, I want to be dominant and powerful and I want to look down on everyone else. Not like that. Like, yeah, cool. Men have roles, women have roles. But I feel like there's more pressure on a man
100%.
To be the best he can be.
110%.
Top quality man. Otherwise, if not, you are more shunned upon and left in the shade and left out to dry.
Yep.
I think.
And it's
You and we always, don't get no help.
No, that's the main thing. Is that the help is, all you got is each other. And that's why even now, men's mental health is brought to light now a bit more. Even with, I don't know, when you see adverts, when you see advice for men, it's always like, talk to fellow men, talk to someone else, talk to your boy. And genuinely, that's all you've got really, really and truly. When it comes to a scenario like that or a situation like that, you've actually just got other men.
Yeah, no, it's actually mad. Like, I used to think like when I was going through shit, I used to like talking to girls about it that I was close with because you get that more of a softer side.
Yeah.
But as I've got older,
same.
I've realized bruv, I must speak to my boys, I relate so much more.
Straight.
Like, it's just in your genes. Like, you're a male, they're a female.
Yeah.
Like, we are built differently.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, cool. A girl's going to give you comfort and say, it's all right, blah, blah, make you feel okay temporarily.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm pouring my heart out to you, you can half relate.
I can relate.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you can say, well, this is my experience. Like, this is how I deal with it. Maybe why don't you do this? Because you actually care about me. Do you know what I mean?
It's I've got your best interest at heart. And at the same time, everything you tell me as a guy, as a man, I feel it.
Yeah.
I know. Like, you don't even have to go into an in-depth explanation of that, bro, I got you. Like,
yeah.
I was going through that last week. This is what I did, blah, blah, blah. Or I can have the problem and you can be like, I know. Like, we just know. We just connect in that way where it's like, our brains tick the same way.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really, to be fair, it's a proper important topic, you know?
Do you know what? Actually, getting a call from Cardiff, Wales. Yeah, because I know someone from Cardiff. Fuck off. But do you know what I think as well, yeah? Like, I know we spoke about this before, but we speak about it on the pod. Bruv, I feel like ever since lockdown and 2020, like, the world has gone insane.
It's nuts now.
It is gone insane. I'm not even going to talk about what's going on because everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
There's so much negativity in the world. Like, it's just a pile of shit. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older and I'm more aware of it, but like, I purposely will not watch the news.
That might seem selfish
because there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
But like anything, I don't indulge in anything like that because it just depresses me.
It's mad depressing. And it's so hard even to grasp it now, to just think about life just before lockdown. Like,
I feel like it was just
we're in a matrix right now.
Even with people, 2019 prior, I feel like everyone was so much more like
happier,
and like just got on with their lives.
Yeah.
Now everyone's a fucking competition. Like in lockdown, social media went like that because everyone house party and that. Like everyone on their phones nonstop. Like I was not this bad on my phone.
Yeah.
Before fucking lockdown.
Yeah.
I swear to God I weren't. And like obviously it's a blessing in a way because this is our job. We need social media to do well. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so glad I was born in this generation. I'm doing what I'm doing. I love my job.
Yeah.
But like, there's always a toxic side to a positive.
100%.
And I personally feel like, I don't know, like I speak about it to you all the time. I speak about it to Joe all the time. Like, I feel like ever since 2020, it's not been how it used to be. The world, like the world's gone through some real trauma. It's probably fucked us, I think.
Yeah, we're the first people in time to go through something like this, a quarantine, a lockdown. Yeah. You have to remember that. And it's wild, bro. The world shut down for 2 years, pretty much.
I think what made it even worse is because obviously we can't even compare quarantine to World War II, World War I.
Well, no, that's traumatic.
That's 5 years crazy of stuff. Death and whatever.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel like because they didn't have any phones, like they only knew what they knew. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, it was a different world.
So you've got your friends, your family.
Yeah.
And like imagine, imagine actually growing up in like the 70s, 80s, maybe 80s because you still got a flip phone.
Yeah.
You need I think a phone is a brilliant invention, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's just social media is a bit toxic. But like imagine back in the day, you're in the 80s, the only people you know is the people in your area.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you go out, you only chill with your people. Your world is so small.
It's tiny.
But it's so much like, better.
Manageable.
More manageable
in here.
More simple.
Yeah.
You got a simpler life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is.
And I feel like ever since lockdown, everyone's been so obsessed with their phones and all competition, like all girls wanting to look a certain way, all boys having to fucking wear a certain thing. Oh, bro, drip nowadays is so expensive. Yeah.
Bro, back in the day, if you had a total 90s on in school, you were the guy. I've seen kids go in school now in Lubes. I've seen kids go in school now.
Every kid's got them on.
I've seen kids. Yeah, everyone's got them on, Claire.
What does your mum and dad do? Like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Got better drip than me, bro.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Jackets costed more than most of the clothes I own.
I used to get a nice little Mark Echoes tracksuit.
Done. You're good.
Yeah, New York Yankees.
I'm chilling.
Do you know what we said to governor? Just a plain Nike tracksuit.
Done.
Grey, white tick. And do you remember the Nike trainers that were a bit like Superstars? There was the shell toe.
Yeah. Yes.
Thing. Do you remember the Adidas ones and you could change the colour?
Oh my God.
They were sick.
Genuinely.
They were sick. Who remembers that?
But then look how cheap them. I can't say cheap because maybe in our time was like, not as, it doesn't even balance out to be fair.
No,
because we weren't wearing designer stuff. Bruh, and all
even
that.
When I was like 18, yeah, and designer shoes, like Giuseppe's, Valentino's.
Were about?
Like 500 quid.
Yeah.
About a monkey max, that's it.
Yep.
Now, bruv, Chanel's are like 1500 quid
yeah.
for a fucking trainer.
Yeah, for a
shoe. And I'm a cunt because I've got a pair. Like, I've fallen to the whole thing of like, I need to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And I hate the whole thing of like, I mean, I don't really fall accustomed to this because I can't really give a fuck. But like, you see, when you wear a certain outfit,
people look at you a certain way.
No, not even, you, that as well. But like, you can't, in people's eyes, wear that again. I've had it amount of times where I wore a t-shirt. Gosh, yeah. And even my friends have said to me, bruv, you rinsed that top. Well, I paid fucking 400 quid for it. So I'm going to rinse it, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear it once.
But it's in your head now to say like, I can't wear it again.
But then,
like,
but then imagine if you wear a plain white top, no one's going to know you're rinsing it.
Yeah. And you wear it again the next day. You can wear another one the next
every day.
Primark tee, £2.
Wear it every day.
You can wear it every day. And people will be like,
yeah.
You drop $8 on a t-shirt. Come on, mate. You was in that last week. You was out with that last week, whatever not.
Yeah, because so I've just done $8 in Louis Vuitton. Like, yeah, I want
to
wear this.
I'm going to wear it, man.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the $8 out of it.
I would not pay $8 for a top. Oh,
no, I'll see you face. Nah, brother.
I paid $8 for a top. No. All right, cool.
You've dropped $6 on a t-shirt before.
What's the most you've spent on Garms? Like one
not
item.
That much.
I think kicks don't really count.
Yeah, I
think kicks are worth it because you can wear, especially black trainers, I can wear these every day and no one will say, you rinsed them. Because they go, it's a trainers, you're going to switch up what you're wearing, et cetera. But like, I feel like t-shirts, people get on. T-shirts or stuff, upper body, people just get on.
People get onto you. I don't spend nothing on drip. I'm like, I'll see something I like and I'll be like, I can't buy it. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. Because I think how stupid is that? That's what I think. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, nah.
Like, you go nuts for drip. Sometimes. I'd say within moderation, 100%.
Yeah,
but I've seen you drop money on a shirt, bro. I've seen, what's that pink shirt you've got? And it's $6. Don't lie to me.
Dior.
It might be Dior.
It's 385, I think.
It's pink? Oh my God, I know it is, bro.
Christian Dior.
Is it Dior?
CD there.
I think so.
This thing.
I think so. You wore it in a music video with me, I think.
This one. I've got a picture. Hold on. 26, mate. That one.
Yeah.
That's like, I think it's like $4. It's still ridiculous, bro.
Still ridiculous. The most, like, okay, yeah. The most I've
got. That top, I've been, people told me you rinsed, that's all you wear.
It's like, shut up, mate. Come on. I've dropped 450 on them trousers that I keep asking you for.
Are they 450?
They're 450. No, that was the most experiment. But I tried to get the full tracksuit and I can't find the top. And I was like, I really like it.
What are they, Off-White?
Yeah, I saw a guy in them and I just fell in love with it. He was just as tall as me, kind of slender body like mine. And I was like, I really want to look like him. So that was the first thing I bought and I can't find the top. Now I can't find the bottoms because I feel like you've hid it.
Oh, I ain't hid it. I just
don't know where it is.
Yeah, just don't have a clue where it is. I'm the worst for finding stuff.
So it's ever. In your house somewhere.
Yeah, it has to be in my house.
Please find it. Please.
Nah, selling them.
Please.
Selling them. I'll start wearing them. Please. Find them.
Please, Johnny.
Name my trousers back.
That's the most expensive thing I've ever bought.
I would probably say mine is probably probably Dior's trainers or maybe, does a coat count? It does, isn't it?
100%.
That monk I got recently was $1,270. So yeah, steep. But then again, the way I look at it is, yeah, I had my other monk, got that when I was 18.
And it lasted
years. Yeah. Like, it's still in fucking good
nick condition.
Now, I'm going to put it in the cupboard and maybe 10 years time, that will become trendy again.
If we're saying with that new one, you'll have that for time.
Yeah.
So it's actually worth the money instead of buying five, six coats throughout the whole time.
Because it's like a coat, yeah, will last you long.
And it will last.
My brain has been so tarnished to think, I don't know if anyone else is like this, but like, I feel like when I'm dressed nice, I'm funnier, I'm better looking.
I don't see that as a bad thing. I was talking to, Philly was the one that showed me this. It was, I can't remember who the documentary was about. I think it was Young Thug. And they asked him a question of, why do you wear all your jewelry and your expensive clothes to the studio where he's like by himself and whatever not. And he's like, because I want to feel the part.
Yeah, I hear that.
And I understood that. And then I started taking from that when Philly told me. And I was like, he showed me. And I was like, I start taking from that. You just kind of want to feel yourself. There's sometimes where I wake up and I want to sit at the studio, right? And I'm like, sometimes I don't even have a shower. Be honest.
Hold my hands up. It's in your yard.
Don't have a shower. Get up. Don't even wash my face, brush my teeth, whatever.
It's in your yard.
Have a breakfast and sit down at the chair and whatever not and start making rhythms. And I feel groggy and I feel like not clean and whatever not.
Yeah.
And it has an effect on me. And then there's times where I'll get up, clean my yard, make my bed, do whatever, have a shower, feel fresh, sit down in the studio and I feel nicer.
Yeah.
So I feel like in any other aspect, that makes sense. if you dress the part, how yeah. you want to dress and how you want to look, you're going to yeah. feel yourself even better.
Because when I've been on shoots before and I haven't really been given what I would like to wear, really,
yeah,
I start thinking, wow, I'm so unfunny.
Yeah.
I start getting in my own head.
Start looking at yourself
bad.
Thinking,
that's so bad.
It's a mental thing, bro.
It's terrible, bro. It's terrible.
It's a mental thing.
It's terrible. It's just a self-reflection on yourself. It's bad, man. Like you said with the music thing, like yesterday I made a fucking sick track in about yeah. an hour and a half because I had a good day.
Yeah.
I've had a fucking sunbed. I've had a trim. Like, I was feeling good. I had a productive day. Come on, went into my little studio and fucking was like, I feel like the governor.
Yeah.
Let me make something.
Let me make something.
Do you know what I mean?
Feeding
when
yourself,
you're feeling
bro.
Low Trust and you're me. Feeling shit, you just think, you start getting in your own head and telling yourself, oh, no one's going to learn this. Yeah. This is on shoot.
And bro, I'm telling you, back to the music thing as well. Same thing. Sometimes when I sit down and I'm going to make a tune and I don't feel myself, I could make a song. And I'll probably delete it or I won't finish yeah. it because I think it's cack. And then I genuinely, hand on heart, I could have sat down on the same day, same time, whatever, but in a different mindset of feeling myself and could have done the same song and be like, this is hard.
I've made tunes in a shit mood, thought they were so shit, not listened to them in months, gone through my thing, played them, like last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is actually good.
Yeah.
But before I play it to you, I'm like, oh, this is shit, but yeah, I'll show you literally. Anyway. Because I remember when I recorded, I was and in a bad mindset. It's mad.
It's all mindset, bruv.
It's all mindset.
The talent don't go. The things that, like, it don't leave your brain. It's just all in the mind.
Mindset is a way of life. I think a mindset is a way of life. What a fucking stupid, vague comment. But you know what I'm getting at. Sometimes I just say stuff that fucking does not make. I make up words in my head, I think.
You do?
I generally do. My brain's just fucking fried constantly. So I mean, lack of sleep, the lot. But yeah, it's definitely having a good mindset and a positive mindset is key. That is really the key to being successful in life. I think of being happy is just trying to keep your mindset stable. And
Facts.
It is
110%.
Because once you slip, your mind starts to slip, and you just if you pitch yourself. I think the book. Have you read the book The Secret?
No, but I know about it.
You know, but I ain't really. I read the first few pages and started bugging out because it was like, oh yeah, if you start thinking that. If you view yourself winning the lottery next year and you see yourself a millionaire, you'll become a millionaire. If you start thinking you're going to fail, you'll fail. Close the book. I was like, well, I think I'm going to fail every day. Fuck me. Does that mean I'm going to fail then? Dash. Burn it. I mean, holy water in it. Get away. Fucking be gone, spirit. Yeah, so it don't really work for me. But that whole mindset of like, surround yourself with positive people, think positive things, think I can do this. I am the man. Shit like that. It
works,
really does work.
It does work. Genuinely, it does work.
It does.
It does work. With anything I go into, is that when I'm in the studio, I think, you know how I operate when I'm on my game, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like, you put anything in front of me, I'll tear up any beat and I say I'll do it and I'll go in there and I'll do it. But then there's other times I'm like, oh yeah, let me have a go.
Yeah.
And I'll do it. And I might think to my, there's a little bit of doubt sitting right there in the back of my head. And that's all it takes for me to have a shit day.
Bro, I have doubt in my head nonstop. That's I think that's one of my main problems with my mental is that I literally sit here, excuse me. I literally will sit on my ones, come up with something, not just music, anything in life, and just think, I'm a failure. Everyone's laughing at me.
Yeah.
Why do people watch my stuff? Yeah. I'm not even funny.
Yeah.
Like, this time next year, I'm going to be done. I call this the peak of my career. These are all the thoughts going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the peak of my career. Something, my life's too good at the minute. Something has to go wrong.
Yeah.
When my life's not good, something has to go wrong.
That's the worst thing. When you've had an all right streak, like things are going well, and you literally try to hand pick something that's going to go
bad. And then it makes it real.
Yeah.
Like, I remember,
you think, oh my God. That's the worst.
This time in my life, the past 3 weeks, this is the most productive I'd say hands down ever been.
Yeah.
Ever in my life. Yeah. Ever. Like, from when I started YouTube, anything. This is the most productive I've been. I've got fucking my rave going on. It's patterning out. We've got a party soon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sick venue. 93 feet east. I don't know if you know that venue. Nah. Sick venue. We've got one there. Fucking, we just started this pod.
Done this, yeah.
I'm 6 weeks ahead on videos. Just got to send it off to the editor and that.
Mental.
Like, I'm in the gym. I'm on my shit at the minute and I feel amazing. I feel great. But even every night when I lay in bed, I have a thought of like, this ain't going to last forever. What, she'll be dancing.
Yeah, well, she'll be dancing.
You'll be dancing.
Yeah.
And it like kind of brings me down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, why am I even thinking like that? Why can't I just think positive thoughts?
It's horrible, man. You got to get out of that. I don't know what's going to take to get out of that.
It's a chemical imbalance in your
brain. It is. I think it must be. Genuinely. I can fully relate to that, bro. 100%. And it's at that same time when I get into bed, I'm just like, sometimes I'm tossing and turning, bro. Mm. Got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm
oh,
like,
bear.
I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. And even things that I feel like I'm on top of.
Yeah.
I think I find a way to make it shit. Yeah. I find a way to tear myself down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, same.
You're 6 weeks ahead in videos, but why are you not seven?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you start comparing yourself.
Come on. Yeah. That's the worst.
Ask Casey, the amount of times we're recording videos, he knows me so well. Yeah. We'll be recording videos, skits, whatever. The amount of times I'm recording it and I ask him, bruv, is this even funny? Like, I can't actually, we just record it tomorrow. I might rescript it. And he's like, bruv, it's hilarious. What are you talking about? I'm like, bruv, I don't even think it's funny. Because I'm so in my head, like, that I'm thinking this ain't even funny. Yeah. Or like, I'll be acting a character and I'll be like, am I acting a character right? I feel like I've forgotten how to do it.
There you go.
And he's like, what are you talking about? It's just your reflection of yourself.
That's fucked.
Yeah, man.
You got to fix that. I don't know how, but we'll find a way. And if there is a way, to be fair right now, all it is just confide in your people.
Yeah, man.
100%. Confide in your boys, people. Man. Chat to your boys, man. If there's someone out there that's watching this now, especially, I'm not obviously girls, I'm talking to you as well.
Yeah.
You don't have your girls and stuff as well. But for guys, I feel like it's a big thing. Obviously, us two being men ourselves, it's a big thing for us, a massive thing for us. Mm. If there's one of you right now watching this, sitting there on your lonelies, going through a madness, going through something crazy in your head, it could, and you could be sitting there ridiculing yourself, thinking it's small, it's nothing. Mm. I'll brush it. Don't brush it.
Mm. Just pause up.
Get on the WhatsApp, yeah? Chat to your brethren, say, yo, broski, I got this problem, man. This, that, and the other. More time, your brethren's probably going, he's probably going through the same thing or something different and whatever not. And you can have a good, positive chat like me and Johnny do, to be fair.
And if he don't, and he gives you that toxic response of, bruv, pattern up, you're a grown man.
Yeah.
Then he ain't a good mate.
He ain't a good mate. He ain't the one to chat to about it, at least, if anything. Whatever the dynamic of your relationship is, that's not involved in it. Cool, find someone else. Seriously, there's going to be someone there. There are certain friends for that.
There's certain times you need to say, all right, come on, I'll pattern up, bruv. You're a grown man.
Yeah, yeah.
I do still believe in that whole thing of like, not a man should be a man, but yeah, a man should be a man. Like, cool, speak to your friends about your mental health. You can cry, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But like, let's just say for example, yeah? Your friend, his bird left him, yeah? He's sad over it. You help him out with it for like 2 months. If after them 2 months, you're still fucking sulking over it, like, come on, mate. Get
come
over
on,
it now.
Come on.
Now it's tough love.
Yeah, put your pants up. Let's go.
Like, now I'm done with it now. Yeah. Like, I'm done with your shit. Like, come on now. Sort yourself out. You're a fucking grown ass man.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's okay to be like, because we can't just be fucking too soft.
Too
and
soft,
too
on it.
Drips where we just feel sorry for ourselves our whole lives.
Yeah, there's an element of manlihood that needs to come back into it at a certain point.
That's good though.
Where it's like you need to snap them the fuck out of it and go, yo.
I think we get confused with being masculine is... If you're too masculine, then you're not supporting men's mental health and stuff. No. You can have the perfect balance. You can still be a boy and have masculine views and be masculine and be the protector, provider, like and be have tough love with your friends where you're saying like
yeah, facts.
Like if you said to me, say your ex cheated on you, see the one that cheated on you, yeah. Say he was like, I can't lie, I saw you chatting to her.
Yeah.
I'd say to you, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? Facts.
I'm not gonna go, if you go, but I really like, I'm not gonna go, oh. Okay, I don't care about
your
feelings.
I hear it, bro. Yeah,
I'm saying to you, bro, what the fuck? You've got to be brutally honest with
yourself. Yeah.
So it's just about finding the balance of being masculine, but then at the same time, not mocking your friends for actually opening up.
Nah, of course.
It's hard to do though, because when I was younger, I used to open up a lot more. And now I kind of deal with my shit on my own a little bit more.
Yeah, that's just part
of it. I deal with it until it bubbles, and then I'm like,
I need a little bit of assistance now with this. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But
I think we can round it out as it.
Yeah, 100%. That was good.
Deep this one.
Yeah, got deep. We didn't just chat about things that piss us off.
Yeah,
we
went. That's the next episode.
But on the next episode, don't worry, we're right back.
Yeah. We're back on you lot.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, man, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a like, subscribe today. We're here every Wednesday. We're on TikTok, we're on YouTube, we're on Spotify and Instagram. So go follow them up. I've been Johnny Carey.
I've been Michael Hamilton.
See you later.
Yeah.